For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 10th day of August 2023. Right. And tonight we have, we are still the voice of the Christian resistance, and even with some disappointing results of the elections and things, that has not, in one bit, ever dampened our enthusiasm for the fight for righteousness, and we're going to continue to fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so, folks, stay with us. It ain't over with till we win. God has said that, right? So, all right, tonight we have none other than my producer, than the man himself, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Hey, Style. And then just me and Style for a while tonight. And we're going to start with picking up where we left off. Remember, the title of the message was, What You Don't Know, You Know, Can Leave You Burning in Hell. And I started off on this message with a little statement. Not only is God's Word, the King James Bible, the most credible explanation for all of creation, it is the absolute perfect and authoritative declaration of God Himself. And that's where we started off, and today we're going to pick it up in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 6, we read this. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts. Well, you know, today, first of all, the houses there are church houses. They're church houses. And we see a great, great example of that today is in your entertainment, your prosperity churches, where you see these stadiums filled and you pan the audience, you pan the, I don't want to say congregation, because it's actually an audience, because it's an entertainment center, it's most of these places, and they're really not there to hear the Word of God at all. I just watch Joel Osteen, for example. He'll hold the Bible up and he'll say, this is the Word of God, but he never reads from it. But you pan the audience and you see about 70 to 80% of the people there are women, and they're caught up with the excitement and the charismatic movement here, the They don't get it. They don't understand. They're not getting fed the Word of God. They're clueless, really. And today, we're living as our society keeps moving away from God, as we get deeper and deeper into the apostasy, meaning closer and closer to the imminent return of our Lord, and things continue to deteriorate. So the gap between the righteous and the unrighteous continues to widen. And here, for example, the lack of morality. When it says silly women, laden with sins and diverse lusts. Today, you have what is a growing thing is called open marriages. Well, first of all, you have a movement that is anti-marriage to begin with. That's one section. Then the other section, of course, they don't want to have children. The women of today, these younger women of today, really don't want to have children. And I've been talking to some of the older ladies, ladies that are grounded, ladies that have been around for a while, with a little wisdom and intelligence, you know. And they're telling me, well, it's hard to explain, but that these young women are totally clueless to where they're heading. They're not listening. They're not paying attention. And one of the quotes that you have out there now is that we can have our cake and eat it too, meaning that one with open marriages. With open marriages, we can have security, the security of being married, and at the same time have variety, in other words, in bed. And they refer to themselves as sexually liberated. Well, they don't know. That's not what God calls you. God calls you a whore, and right here in this passage, he's calling you a silly woman laden with sins. But now these young women are clueless. They're absolutely clueless to this. They've got no understanding at all. Now, today in the summertime, it's kind of hard to go to a lot of beaches if you have children or grandchildren, because these women, they're almost naked. I mean, some of them are almost naked. And so here, what they don't understand when you have this, you can have your cake and eat it too. What they really end up with just about all of the time is divorce. So they don't have their cake. Often they end up alone, divorced, and as damaged goods because they've slept around with so many men. Men don't really want to marry them. But again, forever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Well, they're not learning the truth. They're learning what Hollywood has to offer them, what Hollywood is spewing out there, what NBC, ABC, CBS, what they're spewing out there, where the feminist movement, the lies that they're spewing out there. So that's what these women are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And then it says, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist truth. They resist the truth. They resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds. Men of corrupt minds. Boy, do we have that out there today. Especially, we have that in the judiciary. We have that especially in the political realm, but also today in the corporations. They become this whole woke thing. This whole woke movement is nothing but the corruption of mind. And, you know, these men have become fools. You know, go woke, go broke. They don't even understand. They become totally irresponsible with the positions, with the stockholders' money in their corporations. Look at Anheuser-Busch. What did they lose? About $40 billion? Because of stupid decisions going woke. And they're saying, well, we shouldn't have done that. That woke cost us. What about Target? Target went woke. Look what it cost them. And so many others down the line. And so he goes here. Reprobate concerning the faith. Reprobate concerning the faith. They don't believe in God anymore. They don't. They just don't believe in God. But let me tell you this. I'll guarantee you this. They will. I absolutely guarantee you. They will believe in God. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Boy, they all believe. And so it says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. And that's going to happen. That will happen. You reap what you sow. Listen, you've got God's word on it. You have got God's word on it. So here, when you take a look at this out there today, you've got, well, James and Janus, they were false prophets. And there are so many of those out there today. But here's the problem. They do not believe in absolutes. They do not believe that there is any such thing as an absolute truth. And I remember myself and the professor. I had a professor who I knew years ago. And, well, I still know him, but we just don't see each other very often. But he, you know, kind of a mixed up guy, a very mixed up guy. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He professed to be a Christian. Now, pay close attention here. He professed to be a Christian, but he says his faith is something that is very personal to him, and it's not something that he wants to share with anybody. Do you understand what I'm telling you, folks? He doesn't want to share his faith with anybody, but he professes to be a Christian. Now, here's a guy that's ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And when he tells you there are no absolutes, right? And I asked him, are you absolutely sure of that? Absolutely, he said. Now, this guy is a college professor who, I'm telling you, things are not the way they used to be. And so, here, I want to go over now to Jeremiah chapter 4. And in Jeremiah chapter 4, and I'll be there in a minute. Jeremiah chapter 4, starting verses 22 through, just 22 and 23. Well, actually 21 through 23. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Now, it's very, very interesting. From the days of Adam, the single main source of learning and knowledge was the Word of God, folks. All of the actual factual evidence of human existence started and ended with God's Word. The human condition resulting in a dearth of God's Word is called stupid. It really is. I mean, people say, Pastor Uni, you're such a mean man. No, I'm not. What's the difference if you use the word stupid or ignorance? You folks, it's to deny God is plain stupid. To say there is no God, to say there is no creator, and then look, as you look all around you, and all of creation is shouting out, is existence of a creator. And yet, today, we have these people who, well, again, the human condition resulting in the dearth of God's word is called stupid. And the symptoms of, well, there's symptoms that we can see today of this mental deficiency can be, well, the following, I guess. Those that believe that there are more than two genders. Now, you can believe hope all day long, whatever you want. But the reality is, God made two genders. There's only two genders. All those other things out there, basically, well, all those things, they exist in the minds of people that are very, very distorted and disturbed. God gave us two genders, male and female. I mean, if you want to believe, you can believe whatever you want. Now, when I started this radio program, it was still Thursday. But there are people who say, well, I don't want to believe that today's Thursday. I want to believe that today is Saturday because I have Saturday off. Well, you can believe that if you want, but it's still going to be Thursday. And you can believe in 100 or whatever genders, but it's still going to be only two. And you can believe that, as they're saying today, they're celebrating now that men are giving birth to children, to babies. Men are having, no, men don't have, see, if you're having a baby, you're not a man. Men don't have babies. Okay, what they're talking about is freaks. What they're talking about is experimentation going wrong. What they're talking about is a very, very sick perversion, a very sick perversion of humanity, folks. But again, today, those out there that there are those that seem to have an urge. They want to make a mockery out of the female gender, and they call themselves drag queens. And all this is making a mockery of women. You've got to, and I've never seen, every one of these drag queens that I've ever seen usually are really big, ugly male. And these big, ugly males go out, they put on a dress, and they make a mockery of women. And the problem of it is, too many of the women are silly women laden with sins, and they can't figure it out. And here now, and it's, being a drag queen is nothing less than self-defile. They defile themselves. And what I just said, that opinion is held by 99.9% of the most intelligent people in this world. Because the most intelligent people in this world are those people that hold to the Word of God. And because there's nothing that's is as powerful, nothing that is as authoritative, nothing that, and there never has been, as God's Word, the Bible. It's the ultimate authority, the ultimate truth. Now, I want to go over to Hosea chapter 4. In the Hosea chapter 4, I'm going to start, you know, I think I'm going to start right with verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Now, just think about this. You can put any country in there, but especially today, America today. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of America. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Now think about this. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Not only does that apply to Israel today, but it applies to America just as much. By swearing and lying, I'm right now, this is the entire left wing Democratic Communist Party. This is Hollywood. This is what they call the mainstream media. I'm going to describe them right here. God's Word, the Bible, describes them. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Folks, that's abortion. Killing other children. Just imagine that. They don't know any better than to kill their own children. Now, God frowns on the killing of children. Oh, he's brought the very, very worst punishments on the people for killing their children. And see, people in this society think that if, as long as it's legal and as long as society condones it, it's got to be all right with God if there is a God. Well, I can guarantee you this, it's not all right with God. And you will know that there's no chance that this won't happen. You folks out there that think, well, I'll believe it when I see it, you will. You will believe in God. I'll guarantee you the day is coming you're going to believe in God. Unfortunately, the vast majority of you will be believing in God in a torment because you're not smart enough to look around and not smart enough to hear the word of God. All of creation is crying out and telling you there's a creator. And history itself, God gave you a way out. God gave you a way out. If you were smart, you would have taken it. He goes on to say, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. What is he telling you? He's telling you that it's not SUVs, okay? It's not gasoline-powered cars and buses and trucks that is destroying the environment, like Al Gore tries to sell you, or like Klaus Schwab tries to sell you, or Joe Obama Biden tries to sell you. He said it's man's sin. It's man's sin that affects the environment. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for the people are as they that strive with the priest. Now, here, God had sent them priests to intercede on their behalf. But they didn't like the fact that they had to offer up a sacrifice. Well, they didn't like the fact that they were told that they were sinners. They had to sacrifice to God because of their sins. That's not what they wanted to hear. He goes on to say, therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet shall fall with thee there in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Well, when God said in prophets, see, the office between the priest interceded on behalf of the people before God. The prophet came and interceded for God on the people. The prophet came saying, thus saith the Lord God, where the priest came before God to intercede on behalf of the people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt Be no more priest to me, seeing thou hast forgiven, forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Well, folks, look at America today. God has kept his promise. We'll be right back.
All these vaccines are causing harm to our kids. It's not just the COVID vaccines. It's every single one of them. There has never, ever been a study comparing the fully vaccinated kids who follow the CDC schedule versus kids who have not been vaccinated at all, who did not get a vitamin K shot, which is not a vitamin, and whose mother did not get vaccinated. If you compare the results of kids whose mom didn't get vaccinated, no K shot, and no vaccines, and if you compare the outcomes of those kids versus kids who got the CDC schedule, there is a dramatic difference. It is an unbelievable difference. It is a difference that nobody wants to talk about. There are no studies, zero, that show the opposite. You know, I go on Twitter and the doctors say, well, you know, for every study, there's always a study that shows the opposite. This is the one case where there are no studies in medicine that show the opposite results. The fully unvaccinated kids are always healthier. And in fact, there was a 10-year study done by Dr. Paul Thomas. And of course, they got it. They got that study retracted unethically in violation of the COPE guidelines. That 10-year study showed that the kids who got measles were the kids who were vaccinated against measles. The kids who got mumps were the kids who were vaccinated against mumps. The kids who did not get any vaccines did not get any of the diseases that the kids were vaccinated against, were vaccinated. So when you talk about you shouldn't be discriminated against because you didn't get a vaccine, you should be applauded because you didn't get a vaccine, because you did the right thing. If you're a parent and you didn't vaccinate your kids, you should be applauded because you did the research and you found out that vaccines are causing chronic disease in America. There's a study that was done by the control group. They have over 1,000 people who are unvaccinated. The health outcomes in those people is night and day comparison with fully vaccinated people. We have a 60% rate of people with a chronic disease in America. If you've not been vaccinated at all, the rate is close to zero. And of course, none of this is talked about. They tried to get the CDC to do a study of the vaccinated, fully vaccinated versus the fully unvaccinated. In 2005, CDC Director Judy Gerberding promised to do such a study. She said, yes, we should do such a study. It's important that we do a study now. We can refine it later. And that was nearly 20 years ago. And that study has never been done. And it will never be done. Because they don't want people to know that all these vaccines have been harming people since the very beginning. There is no safe vaccine, not a single one. Not one vaccine is safe and effective. And I actually went on Twitter and I offered $2,500 to anybody who could show me such a study. And nobody was able to produce such a study.
That was Dr. Steve Kirsch. And he has studied these vaccines for years and years and years. And he sounds to me like he knows what he's talking about. I avoid those vaccines, like the plague. Anyhow, I wanted to make a few announcements very quickly, and then we have a little bit of a Great Awakening clip that we're going to play. But first I want to say, Mrs. B. Mariner, if you're listening out there tonight, I just got your letter with your request in it today. I know it's probably been a couple of weeks since you sent it, but we get a lot of mail, and sometimes it takes a while to get to them all. And I just got your letter today. So as far as your request goes, it's a very, very important request. If you call my office, if you'll call my office at 440-338-1367, again, my office number at 440-338-1367. I'll be glad to try to grant your request for you. Call me again at 440-338-1367, and we prayed for you today. We know that your health is not good, and we did hold you up today. And all you folks out there listening, I want you all to know, all of you that send us letters or send us, and this is why it's very clear, even a return address is very clear, and it's really good if you send a phone number if it's important. We will return your call. But for all of you that to support us, we pray for all of you, and we pray for the Lord's blessings upon you, that the God will bless you like you blessed us with your support. And whatever prayer requests we get, you know, which all kinds we do, and we go to prayer for several hours, because we really believe in prayer. We really do. Anyhow, got to do this. Let's see. Announcements. Okay. At Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, we have signs. We have gospel signs out there. That's right. The ones you stick out, like when you go by our church, we have the Word of God 24 hours a day. The Word of God is going out for anyone who goes by. They read the Word of God. And now, for the folks who belong to and attend Doers of the Word, we have gospel signs, scripture verses, on signs, big bold print, where you just stick them right out in your yard. That's what people want. And they'll witness for you. God's Word does not return void. It'll witness for you 24 hours a day. So we have these signs. There's no charge. We appreciate a donation for them, but there is no charge. And we have these available at Doers of the Word this coming Sunday morning, this coming Sunday. Services start at 8 o'clock. Well, actually 8:30 with Bible study. I teach a Bible study myself. I teach it from 8:30 to anywhere between 9:30 and 10. And then we have another Randy who teaches one from anywhere from 9:30 to 10:30, a Bible study. And then the regular service, the morning service, starts at about 11:15. The morning service starts at 11:15. And then this coming Sunday, we have an amazing series that we're going to show you. It's an amazing series on AI. These are documentaries that we're going to be showing you. See, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we have a class that we teach there, and with films and documentaries on the Bible and current events, what's happening today in America and in the world. And that'll start at 4 o'clock. It's an amazing series on AI, and that starts at 4 o'clock. And so, One other announcement very quickly, and that is make sure that you get the newsletter. You folks out there, we send out very, very interesting articles, things that they do not want you. In fact, we got a great newsletter coming out this month, and it'll be coming out sometime probably very early next week. So you can go up on it, go to our website, WRWL.org, and it'll tell you how to get the newsletter. Or if you just send us a note or letter with your address very, very clearly written out and just request the newsletter, we will be glad to send that to you at no cost. It's free to you. And so with that, we're going to take a quick look at the Great Awakening. So, Style, could you bring it up?
Have not Americans had enough of geriatric presidents?
You know,
It, that's sort of a strange question to ask, because some people think, yes, we need to go to someone much younger. But the fact is that Trump came out at this point announcing his candidacy because he knew and he wanted to test who was going to be against him. And that is part of why we have this corrupt media. You could go to Wikipedia and find Operation Mockingbird, that the CIA has been in there forever. Then Obama repealed the 1948 Smith-Mundt Act, which then permitted propaganda to be in broadcasting. It no longer said that it had to be credible. And so when he came out and said fake news, he warned us at the end of his speech that it is going to be very hard. The establishment, the media, the globalists are all going to come after. They're going to try to intimidate, but he needed to smoke him out. And guess what happened? The next day, Congress on the Democrat side wanted to create a law that he couldn't run. Then what happened was the Republicans came out and said they were going to investigate Hunter Biden. And Friday, the Department of Justice, AG, I can't remember it right now. But what did he do? He launched an investigation and he put the most corrupt prosecutor who hates Trump on it.
I'm very much against wokery. So with this, I'm with Donald Trump and I'm with Ron DeSantis. But one of the things I don't like about wokery is that it sort of encourages people to see themselves as victims. In everything that you've said just now, you've identified Donald Trump as a sort of victim. Is that really the way that he wishes to present himself? Doesn't he wish to present himself as you know, a kind of big man?
I don't think he sees himself as a victim, but he has been victimized, and that is the difference. It's just the same as I was reading an article this morning, and they said, oh, he suffered this incredible defeat. What we were working on was taking over school boards. We wanted to get Nancy Pelosi out. We wanted local councils. Yes, he had 23 out of 235 that didn't win their seats. Yes, it was governors. Yes, it was some senators. But Donald Trump actually plays chess on a 5D level, and you never can anticipate what his next move is going to be.
Well, we talked about Ron DeSantis and how popular he is for his war on wokery. Let's hear what he has to say about that.
We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
Florida is where woke goes to die. Dr. Jan, aren't you attracted by that?
Look, I know Ron DeSantis, and actually when we had some issues for expats on tax, he was very, very helpful with us. Right now, I think it's parallel to Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, that when 2016, everyone was hot on him just like they're hot on Ron DeSantis. And the thing is, yes, he's done an incredible job, and I think he's an incredible role model for other governors. But will it translate across other states? And that is to be seen, because American politics sometimes changes the next day. You never know what to anticipate. But let me go back to you saying about Trump coming across as a victim. That, I'm sorry that you interpreted it that way, because that's not really it. And I really want people to understand that they need to go to other sources, because the media will not tell you about his successes. They will not tell you about anything that he does positively. They'll not tell you about his executive orders, 13848. They won't tell you about some of the other articles that he did. They won't tell you about the devolution, that the continuity of government plan that he put in. The reason that his Mar-a-Lago was seized upon was that they really wanted to get the PEDS, the Presidential Emergency Act document, which is only what Trump knows and the military, that he had to put in place. Because before he left, he declared two national emergencies. And you know what? Biden hasn't reversed that. Biden has signed on to three of his executive orders to continue them going. So we have some very fascinating things that are going to come out in the next 60 to 90 days.
In this media slot, we've just spoken to two Trump supporters. So no complaints from your side, I imagine, about this. But just going back to the results, you see, you've gone for low-hanging fruit. It's true that Nancy Pelosi is out. But, you know, that was eminently achievable. It's true that quite a lot of candidates endorsed by Trump won, but they were mostly candidates in seats whose result was known in advance. In the House seats, which were toss-ups, he backed five candidates and they all lost. So please admit it, the results were not what Donald Trump hoped for.
You know, when you say low-hanging fruit, I really object to that interpretation, because one of the things that we looked at for the local and for school boards is that all of the grooming that was going on, the drag queen story time, the amount of critical race theory, which basically tells anyone who's not white and white that you're useless, you will never succeed. We needed to reverse in those ways because the Department of Education has just absolutely let the National Association of Teachers destroy our students, destroy their self-esteem, not even teach them anything. And that is really some of the important things. And people aren't looking at the state of the United States from the standpoint of stagflation, from the fact that some people are unable to even eat more than two meals a day because they want to put petrol in their car. We've got to look at those things.
The Weaponization Committee launches an investigation into a notorious Center for Countering Digital Hate CEO Ayman Ahmed. That's right. The House Weaponization Committee sent a letter to Center for Countering Digital Hate CEO Ayman Ahmed to turn over documents. The Center for Countering Digital Hate is a far, far, far left communist group based in Britain, led by Ayman Ahmed. The sole purpose of this organization is to harass internet advertisers from posting ads on conservative websites in order to silence conservative voices and to put them out of business. The Gateway Pundit was targeted by the Center for Countering Digital Hate. And by the way, this is an article out of the Gateway Pundit. Per the House Judiciary Committee, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan just sent a letter. God bless Jim Jordan. He's done a tremendous job. Sent a letter to Center for Countering Digital Hate, Ayman Ahmed, requesting documents and information related to the committee's oversight of how to assist the committee in its oversight. We asked that you please provide the following documents. All documents and communications from January 1st, 2015 to present between or among any employee, contractor, or agent of your organization and the executive branch of the United States government referring to or relating to the moderation, deletion, suppression, restriction, demonization, or reduced circulation of content, and the accuracy or truth of content, or the attribution of content to the source or participant in foreign, malignant, or state-sponsored influence operations. Basically, it goes on to say, Jim Jordan, this is kind of a lengthy article, he wants a list of all their employees. He wants a list of employee contractors and agents in the organization. a list of grants and contacts from funds received. Of course, you know the left is going to really fund this Antichrist, and it is an Antichrist. And see, that's the other thing, too. Folks, when we talk about my people destroyed for lack of knowledge, and this issue one, when I was telling you that if you voted no on issue one, you sin. Now, people will have, they'll have these little sound bites, and these sound bites will say, well, you know, I separate my politics from my faith. Folks, let me tell you something. This is not what you would call a political issue. What you're talking about here, you know, a political issue would be like a zoning issue or whatever. What you're talking about here is, the Bible calls this a moral or sin issue, a moral or sin issue. And we, if you voted yes or if you voted no on issue one, you voted for more abortion on demand, unlimited abortion. That's what you voted for, unlimited abortion if you voted no. And by the way, you know, I'm going to tell you, God's Word, the Bible, is pretty clear on this. And these are my words, but you're either pro-life or you're low-life. That's right. You're either pro-life or you're low-life. God's Word, the Bible, is very, very clear. All of those that hate God love death. And if you're in favor of abortion, you're a much lesser individual, much lesser person. In God's eyes, and that's all that really matters. Now listen, if you voted no, then you voted in favor of more pedophilia. If you voted no on issue one, and I want to remind you of these things because we have 90 days, we have to November. We have to November. We're going to have to defeat this. The ungodly, the Antichrist world system, the lesser people, the corrupt demonic forces are going to be pumping tons and tons of money like they just did. They dumped millions and millions and millions of dollars from California, from New York, from New Jersey, from different places to put across. And we talked about the hypocrisy of these people so that they could defeat issue one. And so now come November, now you can vote no. You want to vote no, where it talks about the so-called Women's Reproductive Rights Act. Folks, it's right from the pit of hell. It is right from the pit of hell. And as long as I'm on here, I'm going to be, from now until November, I'm going to be reminding you that. But you need to remind everybody you know. You need to get on the offensive. This is important. The Lord said, I've set before you life and death. This day have I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So choose life. Well, he did that with issue one. He did that. He set before him life and death. And the people out there chose death. They chose death. Those that voted. Now, I know There was a lot of people were very, very confused, out there. They thought that a no vote was against abortion, and that a no vote